32.
We back.
OG Bando.
You had to do it like Shaq and Kobe.
Man, look, it's been a minute since I been able to bless y'all with my heavenly voice. You know.
Uncle Vinny is in the building.
I'm in the building, bitch.
So, all right. We finna have fun with this. Who's five favorite artists? Any genre, five favorite artists. Whoever wants to go first, just go for it.
Okay. My number one is Boosie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For both y'all?
That's his list.
Okay.
Boosie.
Okay.
Then Wayne.
Okay. Okay.
Then Gates.
Wait, is this in order or good?
Come on. No, it ain't in order.
No order. Okay, okay.
That three already had it.
Yeah.
Another artist that's not a rapper.
Not yet.
No, you good. Chester Bennington.
Who's that?
A rock star.
What?
Linkin Park. Linkin Park. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so you just put me on some game.
And then, Damn.
Holy
Lord.
SPM? Oh, okay. That's nice list. Nice list. What reason is it for them being your five favorite? Like, what about them? It's you.
So most of them, you can feel their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And all five of them, you can feel their lyrics. They can put you there. You can see it through their eyes. Through yours. Type shit.
That was a motherfucker.
Man. Alright.
So
I've seen it in his face.
My five, I would say, if we're not doing it in chronological order, Boosie.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay.
Erykah Badu.
He
just had Erykah Badu on in the car. I was just jamming like a bitch. I was just jamming like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? NBA Youngboy, for sure. He has grew on me for the past 3-4 years. I've been listening to NBA Youngboy. Heavy.
Hmm.
Damn, that's four, huh?
Yeah, it got hard,
yeah,
didn't it?
It got hard to narrow it down.
I was like, damn.
I got full guarantee with that. Man. Five. This is...
That fifth one is gonna be hard because, like, it's just somebody that I just have to listen to.
You can do either or.
That I.
To make it easier.
Because I got a lot of new artists that I listen to now. Because, like, okay, Pimp C. I listen to UGK, like,
a lot.
It would be Tupac. Excuse me, but lately I've been. Because I done listened to Tupac for damn near 20 plus years.
In life, basically.
You know what I'm saying? So I know I've been listening to Gates, Youngboy, like Yego say, it's people who I can feel. If I can feel your songs, and then a lot of the people I listen to, they paint stories like Zero, Kevin Gates, Boosie especially. Like, when you listen to their songs, it's like you watch, you can see it in your mind. You know what I'm saying? You can visualize it.
It's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope. What about you, Lil?
Mine is Chris Brown.
Okay.
Mac Miller, RIP. Billie Eilish.
I saw that one coming.
Her.
Her is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have a number five.
The queen of R&B right there.
See that? Don't mean to cut off, but
yeah,
before I did Pimp C, I was thinking Summer Walker.
Because
I listen to her like every day. It's like probably only 2 or 3 songs of hers that I listen to. Mm. Well, it's a couple because I got her whole album on my phone, but it's like 2 or 3 that I for sure listen to every day. Wasted, Just Like Me, and it's that one with her and Jacquees. I can't think of the name of it. She's
I'm
awesome.
Her fan, like,
her is awesome though.
It's just that best part.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
with her and Daniel Caesar.
Yes, man, that's my shit.
Yeah,
she got one with Chris Brown. Her and him. I didn't like at first. I thought I didn't know how it was gonna sound because they're two totally different styles, mm-hmm. but they mesh so perfectly.
Who's your five?
Mine, okay. Lil Wayne.
Obviously.
Jay-Z. Mm. Tupac. Chris Brown. And my fifth is a toss-up out of Missy Elliott, David Ruffin, James Brown, and Lauryn Hill.
That's a hell of a toss-up.
So, I don't know who to
Lauryn James Ruffin. Like, Elliot.
I don't know who to choose because, see, Lauryn, I want to put Lauryn Hill because Lauryn Hill dropped one album and is regarded as a top female artist.
Yeah, she dropped one album and that whole, it's a classic.
It's classic. It's classic. You know what I'm saying? That's like, it's like, bam, what more do you want? You know? The reason why I say James
She's
Brown.
She's supposedly dropping a new album.
Yeah, right. I saw that. I would like to think it's true, but we're gonna have to.
But she was a part of the Fugees, though.
Yeah, I would love to see her and Three Stacks on a track.
I heard Three Stacks making a new album too.
Mm-hmm. He gonna have Young Thug on there. I see how that shit.
Well, why not?
It'll be good. I just know where his. I can kind of visualize where his track list is gonna go versus where Lauryn Hill's gonna go.
Like, far as, like, Young Thug, Gunna, Lil Baby, all them little niggas.
They hard.
I ain't gonna even lie. Now, Young Boy got the game, bro. Yeah. Like, and he just got off probation.
I don't know about Thugger.
Thugger just got most influential rapper of the year.
He's not, though. He's
of the decade or the year or something like that.
21st century, but somebody said that, but that's a lie.
Why not?
Because 21st century would include Wayne and Jay-Z and stuff like that.
Yeah, but...
Thug's a straight-up Wayne child.
Yeah, okay, all right. Straight
Wayne child.
All right, we'll give it to Wayne. I would say Wayne, but you know, when Wayne fell off, he never really just came back. He stayed in the background. And it didn't fall off because of his talent. He fell out because of...
A situation...
But you know, in the rap game nowadays, in college, the microwave era, all this shit is just like, you can only stay relevant for so long when you're gone. You know what I'm saying? It's like Youngboy. Let's say Youngboy, he got the best numbers right now, like, far as rappers when it comes to music, when he put out music. Youngboy, let's say he was on house arrest. He just got off yesterday, Friday.
Yeah.
If he wasn't making videos and shit like that, even though he one of the hottest young niggas out, mm-hmm. or the hottest young nigga out, if he wasn't showing his face like that, he wouldn't be popping.
So you think the thing about it, Wayne couldn't release music during that situation.
He could have.
But not like he wanted to. Yeah. Birdman would have got a percentage.
But see, that's...
So it's like, do you want to play that game?
You don't want to, I know, and I understand, I don't want to pay him. Like, I'm good, I'm well, I got the money.
Yeah.
It's just a respect thing. So I can understand, but at the same time, you know, in this rap, niggas don't care. That's like in the streets. You start selling, you hustling, and let's say you take out for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for you to get that clientele back, because they done moved on.
So would you say that Wayne kind of helped in... not killing, but stunning his own career by doing that move?
He killed his own career. Well, he stunned it for sure.
Because I think he...
He got another album dropping.
Yeah, February.
I ain't saying, look, Wayne's still the GOAT. If you consider him the GOAT. He's still, like, one of the greatest rappers. Wayne came in and...
just demolished.
Did the game. He changed the game, period. Like... Him, Jeezy, and Gucci. Was it Jeezy putting out mixtapes like that?
That was Gucci.
It was Gucci, Wayne, Jeezy. And who else? Waka Flocka? It was one. It was somebody else.
I say, far as changing the game.
50 Cent.
50 changed the game on the aspect of he never did what he did. I don't think the South would really got looked at. Because if you notice when 50 and Ja was going at it, 50 was like, oh, you fuck with Ja? Fuck you too. I'm dissing you.
Oh, because 50 fucked out of New York.
He kind
of,
with that situation.
It wasn't just 50 though.
Yeah, it wasn't. See, and that 50, he gets a shit hand.
The DJs play a
exactly
major role in that shit.
You know who to play and who not to play. You know what to play and what not to play. You have the musical ear.
It's like, bro, I got one of the hottest songs, but you don't want to play that hook because you don't like me.
Right? Like, come on now. But at the same time, that shit was fire, though.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing, like, looking at it. Like, say what you want about 50, but in my eyes, 50's legendary.
Oh, yeah.
That is, from far as, not even on Earth. That's another one that's in my favorite.
50 came and 50. Took over the game at 50, one point in time.
Man, it was, I remember, like.
That was the hungry 50.
Yeah.
Walking into business offices with bulletproof vests on and shit.
I had a 50 phase. I had a Master P phase.
Most definitely. I think anybody from the South had a Master P and Hot Boy phase.
Yeah. Hot Boy phase, 504 Boy phase, 3-6 Mafia phase.
It was like
when I was a little older.
Louisiana, to me, has always been the GOATs of music.
Yeah, they have a lot of talent. I think they're the city of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where jazz
there, that's what I'm saying.
Louisiana just that. Most of the top rappers of my favorite, of my liking, come from the state of Louisiana.
That's true.
Master P, Mystical, fucking Hot Boys, all of them.
Juvie, Turk,
Boosie, Webby,
man,
Lil Snoop.
Not to cut you off, but you know what?
Lil Fat.
What they don't get credit for? Boosie and Webby.
Lil Snoop is from fucking Monroe. No, he's from
New Orleans. Something.
He from where DK from?
Jonesboro or something like that.
Yeah, Jonesboro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he from
Louisiana.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
man.
Really from Panama.
I hate that.
There's people from Jonesboro. Yeah, the Snoop.
He was so fucking cold, man. That dude was cold. Did you see that rap album?
Why are they rappers, dad?
Yeah, it's because shit, they living it.
The real G-Money.
G-Money?
It was another one.
He
was
hard.
Looking at. Boy,
he looked fat.
He looked fat. The moment I started just really listening to him, he died. I was like,
the Young Greatness?
Fuck. Yeah, Young Greatness. I forgot about him. Yeah, they could. Oh, man.
Yeah, nah, Louisiana done produce them.
Some fire.
And I would say New York, but New York only like that because they all worked together at one point in time. And like everybody in the music industry in New York was kind of like linked up. You know, in the South, everybody ain't linked up like it should be. You know what I'm saying? I know Houston was.
Yeah, Houston was.
Houston, for sure. Houston
well,
had
Atlanta's
this.
Atlanta's linked. For the most part.
Like my nigga Pimp C say Atlanta is on the eastern side of the board. So them niggas technically ain't the South.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, let's be real. This is gonna be real about it. If you get on a plane and you land on set plane and your time changes from southern, wherever that shit is, to eastern, you are not
in the South.
At all. No.
That's what Pimp C said.
I'm just not rolling with that narrative. Like, and that it's not even just because Pimp C said it. It's proven with facts. Like, this shit is proven with facts.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I will say Georgia is the South. Yeah. But if we did that, then mean we also have to say Florida ain't the South.
Yeah, that's South.
And Florida is the gutter. Niggas do cocaine at the age of 3 down there.
Yeah. Well, shit. What is the South then?
The South.
Is the South more like, instead of
a
region, is it more of an attitude?
It's more like an attitude thing. I will say for sure. Because, like, I done ran across, I've never been to New York, never been to Jersey. I done been to St. Louis. I done been above the South, you know. The Midwest, I guess you could say. And it is like the way people act is different. I can't say that. You know, down here, everybody ain't polite, but you sure damn sure get a lot of yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, sir. No, ma'am. And it can even be from a person with a face full of tattoos, mouth full of golds. They'll fuck around and open the door for you and everything.
Yeah, morals.
for all the stories I hear from my people from New York and shit, they be like, nah, it ain't the same. Period. Nigga ain't finna open the door for you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't finna, you know how a nigga open the door and you like 3-4 feet away? You know what I'm saying? You gotta, he still holding the door waiting for you to walk. Yeah. Nah, it ain't none of that.
So it's Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
so
either you catch this door or you just open it your damn self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. But I mean,
and they say people bump into each other a lot out there too.
So them niggas and you know, every day.
Probably not, cause everybody used to that shit. But you know, you
down
you bump into somebody down here, I'ma consider that that's rude, bro. So
what's up?
Like, was it, you have a problem with me? Do so, I?
So, I guess if we looking at it without the time or time constraints of how Pimp looked at it, the South could be basically an attitude.
Well, you know, eventually. Pimp C did get cool with the Atlanta niggas.
Oh, yeah. No.
Eventually, because, you know, at first he was calling niggas faggots. He was calling niggas gay. He was like, I'm gay ass rapper. Talking about you get bricks for 17.5. Where, bitch? Doesn't you remember? He was,
boy, that was an epic.
He was on Jeezy.
Yeah, he was mainly talking about Jeezy.
Basically.
You know?
But I'm glad he did that. I just wish, I just wonder what it would be, what rap, the landscape of hip hop would look like if Jeezy, I mean, if Pimp C was still here.
A lot of niggas would be straight.
I think if he was here,
Pimp would be right under Jay Prince, bro.
Yeah.
Cause you know Pimp, a lot of niggas not saying he was like, oh, well, he was OG, but not, you know what I'm saying? But like,
he was
when he spoke, niggas listen.
Yeah, respected.
You know what I'm saying? And you niggas know he gonna slap you. He'll pull that thing out on you. You know what I'm saying? But he also gonna give you game. You know what I'm saying? And that's the most important part. You give me game. Yeah, nah, I hate that Pimp did pass, but you know, I wish that Chad Butler was still alive.
Man, but I think it hurt Boosie and Webby a lot.
Yeah, did for sure. And not only that shit, especially with Webby. Webby was like one of the most promising niggas coming out of Louisiana, bro. He lost Pimp. Ooh. He lost Boosie and he lost Fat all around years back to back. Back to back. So it's like, Webby was, you could tell when Webby started losing his shit when he made that one song, I Miss My Brother, whatever the name. You want to go to jail, you want to go to school. You want to be a gangster, you want to go to school. Y'all remember that shit? That right there, that was the moment when I felt like Webby started losing his shit.
Can we just have a conversation about how Webby and Boosie kept it street and still got the same love, as, if not more, than the industry cats? I don't think that gets commended.
Nigga, for at least about 2-3 years, it was nothing but Boosie and Webby.
You know what I'm saying?
Until Boosie went to jail.
Yeah, that doesn't get commended.
Until Boosie
enough,
went to jail.
Cause they,
shit, Boosie was dropping mixtapes like Wayne.
Yeah, because you think about it, Southern, if you want to. If we looking at it, Southern music, Wayne was had the industry on lock, and Boosie and Webby had the streets on lock, and that was like,
and then they
get that time.
Then they came in the industry with that Zoom, Zoom, then Wipe Me Down and Independent.
Give me that.
Give me that.
That's the industry,
girl. Give me that.
Make these hoes wanna fuck the show. That was my shit too. Coming up, they changed. All three of them dudes, you can say they had a part in changing the rap game, not the culture.
Mm-hmm. And Webby got lost in the sauce, bro.
I think you gotta think about it. All that shit happened to you back to back to back, that gotta be mentally just draining.
You gotta
fuck, you can't catch a fucking break.
Bro, these niggas that you talk to, be with every day, and your three main dogs
just gone.
Gone. Only person you got left is Lil Trill. He young as hell.
Yeah. And that's not a knock on Trill.
He young as hell. Like, bro, I wasn't thugging with you, little bro. I mean, you was with us, but I wasn't thugging with you, bro. Yeah,
you still a little bro.
So,
y'all can't have that certain conversation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, we mentioned NBA Youngboy. So, is he up next?
He is.
As far as...
He's now.
You hear me?
You know what I'm
he now.
Because that Dirty Ayana, that's my...
I don't know too many people that can... Other than the pop stars. Other than the pop stars.
A not rock song.
That. And also post a video. The song wasn't even released. He just posted a video. 5 hours later, he got damn near 2 million views. How many rappers you know? Most rappers take about a month, maybe two, unless they like Drake or something like that.
Drake gonna get them views, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Or DaBaby, because everybody like watching his videos. But
yeah, he's very creative.
Young boy. Other than that, bro, ain't nobody doing numbers like him, bro. Like, not as fast, I should say.
Young boy, to me, he's up next for the simple fact is, when I heard, let's go back, because I heard a song way back when, the Hell and Back. That's when I first heard
Hell and Back?
Yeah, my little brother, shout out to Cam, he used to play NBA Youngboy a lot. And so I would be, back when I was staying with at the house with my mom's, I would be playing the game, and he'll just be playing it. And at first, I wasn't paying attention until I started actually just listening and like hearing. That's the better word, hearing what he was saying. Mm. So I was understanding it. I was like, "Oh shit, he actually talking about some shit." But he wasn't just like constantly in my rotation. Mm. Then I started hearing more about Youngboy. But the song that really just did it for me was that Lonely Child.
I missed the Lonely Child.
That's like, I knew he had a pain and a struggle, but that was the one I was just like, alright.
Most of the music gets pain and struggle.
Yeah, but it's like, that's the one that just did it for me. Like, that one. Then
Gravity for me.
Can we not talk graffiti. About how he killed Gucci and DaBaby on the song, too?
Oh, yeah.
On that Richard and Everybody, because he got on their ass. I'm sorry. Yeah. Young boy tore that ass up on that track.
Yeah.
And Gucci, that's the, if we would do the top five favorite rappers, he would be one of mine.
Yeah. Well, he'd be in my top 10 for sure. He'll be in my top 10.
Number five.
Now, if we say top 10 most influential rappers
Gucci
of mine.
Gotta be up there.
Gucci.
Gucci gotta be up there.
Gucci gotta be up there.
To me, it would be Pimp C.
Because of what we do see
there. Pimp C. Gucci. I would put Gucci first, but I'm from Texas, bro.
You gotta put Pimp.
Okay. All right. We're gonna put DJ Screw then.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Screw. You know what I'm saying?
Wayne go up there now, because if you look at today,
And we're talking about the most, DJ Screw wasn't a rapper, so.
I mean, but if you want to go most influential in hip hop, then let's do that, because DJ Screw does prefer that.
He do.
I mean, he do got a freestyle, so.
I say most influential we should in hip hop, DJ Screw.
DJ Screw.
He should be there.
DJ Screw.
Because think about it, and a lot of these rappers chop
DJ Screw
shit
most of Houston on.
Yeah.
Most of all of. Fuck that. DJ Screw created Screw.
Yeah.
And y'all remember y'all do? Remember Drake came out with that little Screw face?
Yeah. That was that's DJ. Where he got it from. You know what I'm not liking though? How all these rappers come to Houston, steal the drip, and go somewhere else and don't give the drip to Houston.
That's okay. Sauce Walk on their ass about that.
But I like
he's a top influence rapper. I feel like if he signed, he'd be way bigger than what he is. But at the same time, he probably don't even need to sign.
If he do, he should do a partnership with either Steve Stout, who basically all he does is just a distribution, and you get a small, he gets like a 10% out of it, and you get the money as soon as it comes.
Def Jam was trying to get that nigga a deal.
Mm. Or do a partnership with Rockefeller.
Or Rock Nation.
Rock Nation, yeah.
Yeah, they gonna fuck that man.
Yeah,
you know Maxo Cream signed to that nigga.
Maxo Cream. Signed to Hov. I ain't heard that nigga so long. What happened?
Maxo, he signed to Def Jam. You know, he signed now, so you know how that shit go. But he is on Sauce Walker's new album.
That's
good. He got a song called Brazy Crazy.
I try.
He got a song called Crazy Brazy with Maxo Cream on it.
Nice. Kicking it with y'all.
Alright, we'll link.
Alright. There you go. Nah. This, put that home in my room.
Alright, take it easy, D.
Yeah, nah, but I feel like if Sauce Walker was to sign, he'd be.
Yeah.
a lot bigger than what he is. But at the same time, he probably don't need to sign, you know?
He probably just like doing what he's doing.
And then he got a whole, the whole Sauce Factory, he got a whole crew of like, niggas doing their own thing. Peso, Peso.
I heard a few songs of him.
I fuck with Peso. He got the whole little Mexican community turned up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He called himself the hardest essay out. Hardest essay ever. I didn't know Lil Tuzi was half Mexican.
That's dope.
I just found out. So that's why his views be booming like that. Because the motherfucker speaks Spanish too.
So he getting from both.
You know, you got awesome. The young niggas and the young vatos. You know what I'm saying? So he booming. I did not know that. I found that out the other day. I was watching a Sperry Springer. You know what Sperry Springer is?
Yeah, I seen some.
I watched one of his interviews and he had Half Pint on there. And Half Pint was talking about Lil Tuzi. You know what I'm saying? Mo 3, his album fire as hell. But that fake ass shooting shit, that shit stuck with me, bro.
Yeah. I don't like it. Well, I like the album, I just don't like the antics. Reason being, he's entirely too talented. He raps, sings, which is what is popping today. You don't have tats on your face. You look presentable in a way that a label would.
He do have tats on his face.
Not like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah. All the crazy
ones. Yes. So it's like, a label can sit down and give you a certain partnership deal that you would want.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you sign with Boosie. So, you don't need to do this shit.
Mm-mm.
Like, it fucked me up when I seen he was beefing with Trap Boy Freddy. For the reason I thought they was cool. The reason I say that, because I seen a video, I think it was Say Cheese, and Trap Boy was doing an interview. And if I'm speaking wrong, just let me know if I'm like off. Because he was saying, it was something about the Pick 6 video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, why Mo 3 wasn't on there? And he was just like,
he wasn't there.
He just wasn't there. And he was like, why would I call you there when I know you got beef with some niggas? Like,
him
ain't even gonna do you like that.
Mo 3 and Go Yayo was it.
At odds, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, I looked at that as like, I don't see that as a problem. I see that as Trap was just looking out.
But that same shit happened to me, bro. With T.Y.E.
Yeah.
I fuck with T.Y.E. heavy. But at the same time, I don't think T.Y.E. fuck with me like that because I still fuck with B. Lou. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You generally
I'ma still, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't did me dirt. And plus, they beef wasn't no real beef. I'm a street nigga. I know what real beef is.
So you know when.
Boy, ain't shit. They had a fight, though. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, mm-hmm. It's like, damn, who's we just talking about?
Damn it, I sure did.
Yellow Beezy and Beezy fucking Mo 3 and them. Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, Mo 3 got mad at Freddie because he's still doing business with Go Yayo. But it's like, bro, I'm not finna hawk my money because you mad at this nigga. Like, that nigga ain't did nothing to me. What y'all beef got going? That's y'all beef, bro.
What if... Okay.
Like, if it was on some street shit, cool. But it didn't start off on no street shit.
It started off on some rap
shit. Not even on no rap shit. It started off on some petty shit. Somebody just got mad at some... Over a female or some shit.
Oh, my Lord.
That's what it started off at. You know what I'm saying? And then it escalated to some most. Then it got into the streets. Now, once it get into the streets, I can understand. But at that time when Freddie did that Pick 6 shit, he wasn't like, that was Mo 3 not want to fuck with him. Because he was fucking with Go Yayo. But see, Say Cheese was kind of like on some messy shit.
Yeah, I'll be noticing that shit, bro.
But you know, he just doing his job though. But he was the media. But he was on some messy shit when he went to Mo 3 and asked him. Mo 3 being if he a street nigga, he should have answered it like a street nigga. Do I look like I'm left out bad and bougie? I ain't want to be on that song anyway. When you say shit like that, it sound like you hating, bro.
Yeah.
So I was like, who cares? Alright, that's it. I like the song, though. That's all he had to say. I like the song. I just wasn't on that bitch. Man. If you a street nigga, that's usually how street nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you being petty, talking about something. I look like I got money. I got. What does that have to do with anything?
I was just looking at that like Trap was just looking out for him. That's how I saw it. Like being a stand up dude.
And Freddie being a street nigga, shit. He really wasn't finna speak on that shit like that. He was like, nigga, I ain't talked to you in months.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't spoken months. So what am I supposed to be like? Damn, this would be a good ass song to put Mo 3 on. Mo 3 stopped fucking with Freddie because he was fucking with Go. Yeah, yeah.
I thought they was all close. Like
were.
They
got
like close type shit.
It started with Mo 3 and Yella. Yella and Mo 3 got cool. Somehow, Go, yeah, yo. It started. Oh, that shit weird. You know who Not Nizzle is? Number 10, number 1.
Yeah.
All right, so it started between Not Nizzle, Go Yayo, and Mo 3.
Free Nana. I'll just say that.
Something happened to where...
The phone interview?
Yeah, something happened to where Yayo and Mo 3 was supposed to scratch or meet up, and Not Nizzle had called one nigga. They caught that nigga lying or something like that, and it was a whole bunch of...
It was on YouTube.
I can't really remember exactly what's going on, but it was a whole bunch of shit between them niggas. Whole bunch of petty shit.
Yeah, I just hope in that situation, I wanted them to all work together musically.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that would have been dope for the city. That's why I was just like, that shit hurt. But the key, I was like, it would have been dope to hear Mo 3 on Pick 6 or on or say. He had to Let Me Find That beat, but there wasn't a diss song, and you heard Yella on the bitch or Trap or a little Queenie.
I'm pretty sure if they was out, shit, you see how Yella Beezy be bringing Freddie out. I'm pretty sure Yella Beezy would bring Mo 3 out if they was cool. But
yeah,
shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's just
they started off cool, but you know Mo 3. I don't know. He moved different, bro.
Yeah.
He moved different. The niggas around him, I will say. They street niggas. Sean, street nigga, certified. He from Woodtown. I mean, he locked up right now, but
he's, Freedom,
you know what I'm saying? He's certified.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas know about Sean. Sean gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? Last night, nigga, you know, when they had that show at the Bombshells or wherever they was at with Megan Stagg and whatnot, Fred and them thought Mo 3 was on stage. They was finna run up there and stomp him out. Listen. My partner Duck Dollar, one of Freddie's comrades. I was watching his Facebook stories last night. Mo 3 bold enough, he done put flyers all up around Oak Cliff.
Again?
And he had something by Canterbury and everything.
Oh.
I'm on Duck page, I'm looking, Duck walking around snatching flyers down. He said, you better take this bullshit back to McKinney, my nigga. And he had a CME chain on, everything. Like, he's certified, he with CME, he with Freddie, he one of Freddie Hillers. So, that nigga say, if I catch any of you niggas putting up a Mo 3 post, I'm punching you down. Oh, my
God. I fuck with that, though. Hey, I fuck with that. Reason being, if that's your dog, you supposed to ride for your dog a certain way. I fuck with that. Absolutely.
Yep. When Freddie go place, he taking Dro and he taking Duck.
That's for sure.
Them two niggas I know for sure going with Freddie, Dro and Duck.
That's for sure. That's what's up. I respect that shit. Like,
dang.
Like, 3 can't even hate on how they moving.
Some
shit, you just gotta...
3 just gotta stay in North Dallas.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's one thing I said. Have you ever seen that? Y'all seen that meme that said Oak Cliff is the capital of Dallas?
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Like, Mo 3 beefing with Freddie and Yella Beezy.
Yeah, that's... No.
These niggas is Oak Cliff right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So...
Oak Cliff kind of... Appreciate it,
Mo 3. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he probably. Do you think he got love out here?
Pretty sure. Yeah, he do. Cause
it's niggas that love Mo.
There's niggas that fuck with Mo3. Mo3 could come to Oak Cliff. He's just on certain parts of Oak Cliff, and he just got to be well aware of where he at when he out here. Because Freddie and them actually be out here. It's that nigga on the road. These niggas is actually out here. Like, and it ain't just the ones that you see. Freddie got partners. They ain't even got Facebook accounts. I ain't going to say their names on here, but I know two or three of them for sure.
Allegedly.
You not finna find these niggas on the internet. But you'll see them around him, but you're not finna see them on the internet.
Side note. What do you think Trap Boy do not a celebrity, but like a basketball game?
He did it last time. Him and Yella Beezy just had one.
I mean, I ain't the coldest nigga, but my defense A1.
They just had one just recently. And it was a charity event between Yella Beezy had a team, Freddie had a team.
Oh, word?
Oh, God.
Oh,
it was a charity event.
I really want to do that, bro, but, like, what charity would we be at? What would we do?
Find one.
Like, I want to do something with maybe, like, the homeless. Because I heard didn't they take down 2 homeless shelters?
I don't know. If they did, it's fucked up.
Yeah, because the way that cold front came, and there was, like, some shit where if they went, you had to take all your information, but if you had warrants, they're taking your ass to jail.
That's cool.
But, like, I understand it, but, like, if I'm a homeless person, I don't even want to go through the fucking
All right, let me tell you some fucked up. We finna digress off the music and the Oak Cliff shit. Did you know, I want to say, California, San Francisco, it's illegal to be homeless?
What? Is that why they put them on a Greyhound and start shipping them everywhere?
Because if not, I'm taking you to jail.
Wow.
For sleeping on the street.
So that makes perfect sense. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was illegal to be homeless. They just put a bunch of homeless people on Greyhound. Yeah, bro.
I'm borderline homeless, shit. After I pay my bills.
Man.
Nigga. Nigga,
I pod for love, but I accept all donations.
All donations.
Donate to 32Cast and the Spot Podcast.
You know,
we take what? All maximum amount is whatever your heart's desire.
You know,
shameless plug.
You know,
hey. It was all a dream, nigga.
We just some young brothers out here with a dream. Yeah. We ain't got too many dollars, but I goddamn, we got a dream. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, shit. Hey, so beyond the music and the bullshit, let's just get real serious. 6ix9ine.
37 years.
What do we care?
Do we care? Did he get 37 years?
Or like, let me say that better, because that sounds a little harsh. Does the punishment fit the crime in this case, even with him cooperating? Because let me tell you how I feel. I feel you knew what you was doing when you got into that shit. Even though you working with these feds, it's kind of a double-edged sword, cause you gotta teach them, but at the same time you want the image to be that justice is fair. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what amount of time do you do? 10 to 15? Or do you just give him that 30? Be like, you were the cause of a lot of bullshit.
Me personally, 37 years, that's a lot of fucking years.
Yeah.
37 years after you snitched.
Yeah. But see,
everybody got their time except him.
How much time did
Shotty
they give?
Shotty got 9 years.
No, but how much time did they give?
19.
The dude for Paid in Full. Fuck, I forgot his name.
Alphonse?
Alpo.
Alpo.
How many years did Alpo get? Because Alpo snitched too.
Alpo snitched.
So how many years did he get? I don't think his charge was damn near a RICO, was it?
Yeah, he got a RICO.
So how many years did he get?
Well, he got charged with murders.
Ooh.
He got a kingpin charge, but he snitched on Pappy. I mean, not Pappy, but he snitched on, damn, what's that nigga name? Nigga from Washington.
So, how many years did,
Wayne Perry, that's his nigga name.
Oh, that, mayor, right?
Wayne Perry was a hitman.
Oh. But who, didn't he get caught with a governor or some shit?
Oh, Apple?
Well, he had something to do with that?
I don't know.
I think.
Wayne Perry probably had something to do with killing the governor.
No, we'll have to. I don't think he was killing him. He set him up with drugs or
have
something.
You, like you don't know who Wayne Perry is?
Nah.
Please look him up.
I'm gonna have to.
Please do.
It's Alpo's main hitter, right?
Yes.
I think I heard of him.
After Alpo killed Rich, because Alpo didn't go straight to jail after he killed Rich. Uh-huh. He went to jail like a year or two later after that shit. Because he confessed to killing him. You know what I'm saying? But after Alpo killed Rich, he left New York and moved to Washington.
He
turned up out there. Mm. I'm talking about, bro, you gotta watch Alpo thing when he got out of jail. He got an interview. Yeah. He was giving like details about how he killed Rich. How the dude who was with him when he killed Rich, how he killed that dude. Like, yeah. Alpo was out here wilding. Wayne Perry though. If you look up Wayne Perry, Alpo gonna pop up. Like, I've been looking up all these now old school that gangsters, you know, when we were doing it. I was watching the interviews and shit. Like,
oh, yeah, we gotta try to remember about that after the pod.
But I think, I don't know how much time Alpo got, man. I wanna say it was like 10 or 15 or something like that. But like back to 6ix9ine,
I'm gonna Google it right now.
That's a lot of time for after snitching on somebody, bro. I mean, fuck him, but damn, Shotty got 9 years, bro. And even still, his attorney's asking for 10, but still, Shotty got 9 years, bro.
Whoa, yeah. Alpo got 35.
Oh, he did 35 years?
Yeah. Oh, but okay. You know, he had murders. 6ix9ine didn't have no murders. So, that's good. So what would be justifiable, you say? Maybe, I say probably, if he's gonna do that, probably a good 10, maybe. So, what?
Hey, you don't have been here in a long time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Popping, dog.
What's up with Eric?
Vando.
Nice to meet you, bro.
Go ahead, shout yourself out. You be fine right now. Got my boy E from E Wave Entertainment in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Doing my little music shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing you out there moving.
Yeah, my shit been blowing up.
Yeah, talk about it.
Huh?
Talk about it.
Oh, yeah, shit. We already doing the episode.
Right now. Come on with it.
Shit, you know this E-Wave ENT. Shit.
Don't get shy now, nigga. You know I know you.
You know what I'm saying? I promote all the artists in the city.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, all the artists in the city right now. You know
about T-Wave?
Oh, no.
T-Wave Harris?
I need to get on.
Alright, I'm gonna put you on.
Yeah, anybody that's up and coming in the city, you know what I'm saying? I be fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm right now, like in 2020, January and shit, I'm gonna start doing vlogs and interviews and shit. I already got like a list of artists I'm finna do.
I got a couple more artists I can put on your list.
Yeah, for sure,
Birdie
sure.
Two Times, One Money, T.Y.E. Harris.
I got that T.Y.E. Harris. I think I'm following him.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Like, it's a T.Y.E.
The young enlightened.
I think I got him.
Part of 32.
I've been following. I've been messing with a whole lot of people, bro. Like, I done got a lot of contacts, a lot of.
I deal with a lot of rappers.
My boss is a rapper, bro.
For real.
My job, this thing right here, that K-Twan Fame. He's with Boosie the other day.
K-Twan, your rapper.
That's my boss.
That's my boy. I know that nigga.
Small world, boy.
Yeah, that's how I got into the little music thing because of him. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of met that nigga through my Kenfo Ray Pod, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up,
man. I be seeing that nigga every day. So you know who Sperry Springer is?
I talked to Sperry.
He a real, like, let me show you, bro. He's a real dude, bro.
That's what's up.
Let me show you, bro. You know what I'm saying? ain't no cap in my, you know what I'm saying? I talk to Spirit, bro. Like, me and him, we talk, bro. Like, I got a real relationship with him. I share his artists and everything, bro. So he put me on game. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
what's
up, bro. That's what I'm
saying.
I'm
finna
try to get in the door, bro.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Man, yeah. Man, Dallas is...
Matter
of fact, you
know, Spirit be my text him for work. You know what I mean?
And, text him that flyer I sent you.
And I talked to Spirit about, like, trying to... Shit. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, you know, it's separated, bro. You got half pint beef with Say Cheese. And,
yeah, I was just talking about
that. Everybody
going... Now everybody want to try to promote their artists. So now people don't want to fuck with
each other.
Yeah,
nah, that ain't the way we're supposed to be.
Everybody's
supposed to be linked up.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
That's how everybody else.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better. You see, you gotta get...
Bro, we was literally just talking about how big the city would be if Mo3 and Yella Beezy was tight.
Well, they was, but
well, you know they was.
See what happens? Like, you see what happens when all them niggas? I'm gonna keep it 100. They all fell out when they start getting money. So I don't know if they want to say they real or not, but they all fell out when they got
that
money.
It's more so, Mo3, bro, and Yayo.
That's when it start.
Because, you know, Yella and Freddie was...
That was cool.
They was kicking it.
All three of them used to be cool.
But I'm saying, like, they was kicking before Mo3 even came around. I'm talking about before the rap shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To be honest, I don't really know Mo3. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know Mo3 at all. Personally, I'm
born and raised here.
I mean,
people might know him, but like, I ain't never.
I know
Mr. Boogers personally, Beck, Freddie.
Yeah, I know him from Ski Mask. When he was in that little clique, he used to be.
BMH.
One of them clique. Yeah, you know, so many cliques and
all that. Dub, BMH, Cool Money.
This is alleged.
Yeah.
You know my favorite word, alleged. Everything is alleged.
Real deal.
Yeah, Ski Mask was the other side of town. You know?
That was more Ski Mask was kind of hurt.
That's Goon side. Yeah, triangle. Side. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Uno Loso and all that.
Boys getting their train through Man Ski Mask zone.
Mm-hmm.
I went to middle school with Uno Loso.
Yeah,
that shit was funny. It was funny when I seen her rap. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I just shared one of Spirit's artists today.
Yeah,
this one of his artists right here.
What was that?
He got some.
We're gonna take a break because I was actually finna put some new artists.
Oh yeah. You got. Listen to him and everything. Let me.
We'll probably break it right now.
Be bike.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll
be back.
Mm-hmm. For the females.
Alright.
Go for it.
So, this is my thing. Pride is the worst thing that a nigga can have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, your pride get hurt, you are willing to do anything to restore that.
Yeah.
You just beat my ass and put it in front of 1,000+ people. Now I feel like I got to blow you back.
Oh, like, imagine they put it in slow-mo and made a meme out of it, too. Cause you know that's what social media does.
They did that shit to one of my kid folks.
Out there making songs,
making
you know what I'm saying, like Meek King and shit. You know what I'm saying, making songs.
Cool, I get my bank for it. Pay me. Pay me for using my. Pay me for using me.
This what I've been.
You about to pay me.
This what I be telling my little kinfolk and them. What I let cap and shit on and talking, all that gangster shit on the internet. Cause you got niggas like me. I got it. You heard bro say he ain't got a social media. I got one, but I barely use that bitch.
Yeah,
but I get on that hoe, look and see what's going on, but you won't really see me post nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if I see you getting into it, one of my people telling my people,
you're going to jump them,
you're going to shoot them. You ain't never seen me. I ain't react to none of your shit. I ain't comment on it, but I done looked at your page. I done looked at your pictures, pictures. I know what your baby mama look like, your mama look like. I'm all on your shit.
Got your love.
You don't even know who I am. Soon as I see you, you trying to figure out why the fuck you getting beef off from a random nigga. All that capping ass shit on the internet, bro. That's how niggas get got, bro. Like, I be telling my little kinfolk now, stay out that shit, bro. If you gonna get into it with a nigga on the internet, get each other phone number, send a location. Oh, shit, it shouldn't even be that crucial on the internet, bro. Like, I be telling these niggas, like, nigga ain't stole nothing from you. Nigga ain't spilled no blood. Like, it ain't no serious...
With that, niggas like Niggas, it's like when you scoring on a nigga, it's the ooh factor.
And that go back to pride.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like that, bro, back then when we had MySpace and Bebo and shit like
cyberbullying didn't exist back then.
Niggas was too busy living.
Back then, niggas was trying to worry about who's on their top five.
I'm trying to fix my background.
Hey,
we changed the song on this. That's back when Pretty Ricky and it was. It was cool for niggas to have Puerto Rico on their
home. Chris Brown and shit on my
Chris
shit.
Brown, yeah.
Bro,
when that Google click.
Y'all remember ringtones?
Bro, Fun for Mobile was my best friend.
I seen this meme that said, Tom gave us music, adult background, and a place to chill. And we left them for Facebook, Instagram. Fucking Snapchat, all that shit. It go to your point earlier when I was like, do it for the Vine. And you had, what did you say?
I said Vine is really the creator of all this fame shit nowadays. Because niggas was, like you say, do it for the Vine. After Vine, why the Instagram start doing their 10-second videos. Then after the 10-second videos, the minute videos, then they start doing the stories.
Well, you know what? They got bought out, so.
Who bought Vine?
Instagram. All the Instagram, all they got bought out by the Facebook.
Facebook?
He bought all that, bro. Instagram.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he bought them all out.
Don't fuck.
I think Snapchat too.
Nah,
Snapchat still over. Snap, man.
He ain't get Snap. The dude from Snapchat said no. I know it's one more social site he bought out too.
Like they. So it's Instagram.
He probably got LinkedIn.
That's like a rule.
Because I don't on my account. I'm linked, my Instagram posts go straight with my Facebook post.
My Twitter like that too. But I cut that shit out because some shit I post on my Instagram.
Do we got Twitter?
Yeah. Because Twitter is connected to Facebook.
Okay, so that's what he
Unless they all just got a weird-ass connection. But
Mark Zuckerberg kind of moved like motherfucking mafioso.
If you think about it, Mark Zuckerberg really rules the world.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I've been living same code since I've been young, like with that social media shit. Like, when I came on, nigga, first Metro PCS was just coming out. Like, you know what I'm saying? With that little ass phone, play the snake game on that, huh? You know what I mean?
Only thing I do on my social media, if I see some funny shit,
I'm sure.
I feel like everybody needs to laugh.
I feel like the comments that I make when I share shit
be funny as fuck.
Yeah. So it's like, when people see it, they probably already seen the meme or seen the video, but like it's what I said about it.
Like, for the most part, my Facebook is pretty positive, I feel.
So what y'all think about, oh boy?
George Zimmerman, fuck him.
Not him, but fuck him.
Did y'all hear about that dude?
He got caught. He was working for the bank.
Oh, I seen him,
He finessed the bank for like $88,000.
This dude working, he was the dude that goes inside. He worked inside the bank vault. Like he's the one that goes inside the actual vault.
Yeah,
he was embezzling.
And he took the money and went to go buy Benzes and clothes.
Hold on, wait. He put $20,000 down on a.
They would have called him anyway.
But see, this the thing. Not really. Well, yeah, with that $20,000, yeah, he's stupid for that. But my thing is, bro, why you being flashy like that, bro? It's like,
and that goes back to what I was saying. They be trying to. What is the point of a dude trying to get flashy? They be trying to focus their mindset, be focused on females.
All right.
Impress females, trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Impress the world.
For what reason?
Orlando Henderson. Indicted.
Low self-esteem about themselves, something.
Orlando Henderson indicted on 34 counts of financial institution fraud, theft, embezzlement, and misapplication, making false entries and money laundering.
Oh.
Henderson, an aspiring rapper, is accused of stealing $88,000 while working for Wells Fargo branch in Charlotte, North Carolina this summer. Indictment says he used portion of the stolen cash to buy Mercedes-Benz and falsify bank statements to get the car loan. Henderson's social media account are filled with photos of the suspect posing with large stacks of cash, his new car, and expensive clothes.
Like, no, bro. I think
walking out the bank with a bunch of blues.
Yeah, I like what you said when you was like, what you said when it's low self-esteem. Because think about it. Imagine if you just wasn't in high school, you just wasn't that nigga.
Mm-mm. And I seen some of his old pictures.
Shit, I wasn't that nigga.
Shit. I wasn't that nigga in high school, psych.
Look.
Nah, sometimes,
I wasn't lame.
I just used to fight a lot.
That sometimes the issue. Social pressure of being that nigga. Especially if you, like, you know, after high school, nigga, if you ain't on your shit.
Yeah, that kind of fucks with you.
You ain't shit.
Yeah. That fucks with you. You're going to have a quick turnaround. Right. You either got to work or go to college. Yeah. Well, I feel like straight out the books. Or if you got to hustle, hustle. If you got to do, you got to do what you got to do. And I think when you get to that point.
You got to prepare yourself for the future.
Yeah. And a lot of niggas don't have a 10 to they 20 year plan.
They go back to our public school knowledge. They, like, they don't teach us to be prepared for afterlife.
That's why I said I want to own,
like, not afterlife, buy my own, but school. Like, after
school. You know, like in, like, China, bro, like, that's part of their school curriculum. Like, they give them a bank account, you know what I'm saying? And they can get paid depending on their grades and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
shit.
So they teaching them about financial stability.
Financial responsibility.
Because most of the time, you know, our financial stability was if we got an allowance. And most people from our neighborhoods didn't really get allowances. We'll have to go cut grass or, like, nigga, I used to go cut yards. And
nigga just stayed asking for a dollar, nigga.
But that, that taught us hard work, though.
But, hey, y'all heard of the book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Mm-mm. I think I've heard of it, but, like, I never read it.
Where you just born into this mindset, like, if you grew up wealthy, like, you will find a way to make some money because it's just in your DNA, like, that's what you were born into. But as a statistic, like, if you born, like, in poverty, like, that's what you're used to. You don't think of how to get to the other side because that's just what's embedded in your DNA.
Complacency.
Yeah.
In some way, that's true.
That's kind of true, yeah.
In some way, that's true, but sometimes a person's struggle can change their whole...
That depends on the dog in you. At the end of the day.
That's what I said as a statistic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not apply for everybody.
Then, too... You gotta understand too, slavery wasn't that long ago. So it's not like.
Oh, wait, man, that was a slavery. 200 years is a
man. I mean, it was. I'm saying. Racism. Racism.
I was not a slave.
We know where you're going. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I mean, racism. I'm sorry.
But also, slavery still exists when it comes to.
Still, I mean, think about it. It is a slave. It is kind of slavery. It's just different forms. Nah, it's not necessarily.
No, but we know what you're saying.
Yeah, here's
your
point.
But the racism still exists, bro. Also, like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just now starting to break through on a lot of things financially.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they always fucking us. They always been fucking us.
Oh, yeah, especially.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially for back in the day, like, you know what I'm saying? How many black people, you know, going to get loans or getting 20,000 loans from the bank to go open a business? You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you're starting to see a lot more black people owning businesses because we're starting to break through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But really, back in the day, it was more black owned.
Yeah, on that Black Wall Street.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean that it's called that Black Wall Street?
It helped us,
you know what I'm saying?
It hurt us at the same time.
Yeah.
But if you notice, and.
It hurt us when they blew up that Oklahoma bank, all the banks. The black banks and shit.
That shit.
Then nobody get prosecuted for that shit.
And why we don't have no.
That was the inside job.
And you know what I'm saying? They gave, like, the Indians, like, reparations. We didn't get none of that shit.
You gotta think about it. They do not.
But the Indians,
they feared them by name, though.
But who's there to say there wasn't no black people here?
What you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Was it just Indians and all here?
Indians, bro.
Nah, it had to be straight Indians,
like,
bro.
You don't think no black people here?
Come on now.
They didn't have
black people here.
I mean,
you don't think black people was here?
Come on now.
Nah, not Africans, but you don't
think black people. That's what I'm saying. Not Africans.
No.
Just red people.
Let me think about
this. So how did the red people get in Africa?
They brought us here.
Wait, what? Red people, there's Indians in Africa.
There's Indians in Africa, too.
Yeah,
from the ships.
Well, you think about it, because Africans started kind of started Jesus with some slavery. Where they say Jesus is supposedly too.
From.
Yeah.
Egypt, where they say white Jesus is supposedly from.
I wouldn't say black, bro. Like, black is my skin. I say, like, you know, but how you got...
darker melanin.
You know how... you know how you could tell they got some type of black in them? Like, they might look... They might not... They know they don't be no white skin.
Like skin.
Ain't no white skin. Like, you know what I mean? It be kind of like darker melanin. Like a mixed race.
Like melanin.
You know what I'm saying?
What you mean, like a shade.
Not saying like you black, got, like you and me.
You got black Indian. You got black.
No,
black
I don't Indian. Think
they got certain hair.
But can you classify them as this?
No,
because
you got.
They won't allow you to because in the rule book, so that's in the mean. Law, technically. Not,
but I understand what you're saying because if y'all go back and watch the y'all have seen the TV show Roots when it
Roots. Yeah, I seen not the TV show, but I seen the movie.
Well, bro, it's just what you learn.
It's kind of like the same thing, like how they brought him over here.
You know what I'm saying? From Spain, you know what I'm saying? Got
so they said he didn't even discover America.
He wasn't the first person.
Yeah, but I don't think so either.
He was the one that colonized it.
But they didn't go back to the curriculum of school. They taught us all that bullshit
and
that was fake.
And that's to why us. I want to go back and buy a school. I want to own my own school.
Well, you know, now they got black. They teach black culture. They teach black. What's the name?
Nah, but I want. Like I want to. But because you know, if you think about how we came
like
up
and
based on the shit we learned, bro. At my job, bro. I talked to this dude who went to Allen, and we was just talking about the curriculum and how we came up and shit, and it was just like. Completely different, like the classes he had versus the classes I had, bro. We did not have that shit, bro. And I thought Molina was pretty like far off compared to like other schools. I was like, well, no. What you think, Lil? Because you went too. It was pretty far off compared, but it was just like hearing what they had. Them niggas had like restaurants in their school at high school. You don't see that shit till fucking college. You know what I'm saying? That shit's like totally different.
Yeah,
that's why I
mean.
Think being that Faith family, bro, that shit changed my
whole
outlook.
And shit, too.
Slow.
She didn't see the hill, I think.
That
what
shit.
Time
you did.
Bro.
I went to Carter, so shit, you know. We.
Nah, I'm talking about like actually working there,
yeah.
Seeing the system.
Same shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think, like you say, Townview, Cedar Hill, I think, they had restaurants in their school, but they had the employees was students who had co-ed. You know what I'm saying? So they getting paid while they at school type shit.
That's dope. Make them want to go to school. See, we didn't have that shit. Actually, yeah, we did.
I had co-ed when I was at school.
Yeah,
I'll
take
but
that back.
When I went to Carter.
I don't know if you got paid for it, though.
But I used to have to leave.
Yeah.
Because I had a job when I was in school. So. Yeah.
They changed a lot of
that
shit.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That. You
so,
get
like,
early.
When it got into like my third or fourth period, I ain't had no third or fourth period. I used to just go in there, check in with my teacher, and I used to leave the school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, despite I was a badass kid, you know what I'm saying? I was always going to jail and shit. I graduated with honors, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always been on my shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was always distracted.
Yeah, you know.
I always wanted to be a gangster.
School is...
You know what I'm saying?
School is important, but I think they should make the curriculum fit the student.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of look at it like sports. Look at it like Lamar Jackson. He's not as what they say the traditional quarterback, but if you look at his skill sets, it's like
what
a quarterback
is.
And you make his talents exceed. You know what I'm saying? You take his strengths and make them greater. You know what I'm saying? I think if you do that with students, it's typically the same thing. Because imagine if you had a student that just sucked at fucking math, but you got another student who's a fucking genius, and you got another student who can't really read that good, or some shit like that. You can use students to help students, or hell, do shit that helps them, or like use things from the outside to help them on the inside. Like if you got a student that's bad at math but he's good at basketball, you can apply certain math problems to basketball. Remember that shit on Like Mike when he drew the paintings on the board, Morris Chestnut? I don't know if y'all even seen Like Mike.
Yeah.
I did. But he drew an algebra problem on his wall because Bow Wow sucked at algebra. And
he used the triangle offense that the Lakers ran to basically solve the problem. So you can do shit like that. You got it's more creative ways of learning than sitting a student in a fucking classroom 24/7 bored out their mind. That's what leads kids to stir off and be like, ah, fuck this shit. Cause a person like me, look, I was smart, but I hated school. I'm just gonna be honest. I fucking hated school. It was just so boring. That's why I did some of the shit I did. Yeah, fuck it. Let's have fun with it. It was just boring.
Honestly. Yeah, school was boring a little bit, but yeah.
It had fun moments.
Yeah, I think my peers made school fun.
Yeah, I had some fun friends. I'd say that. But how y'all feel about y'all boys? I'm glad I got the right niggas to talk to today. I got the right niggas to talk to today. Well, how about them Cowboys? What's up with all the capping y'all been doing? Y'all used to talk all your big shit when we had Joe Flacco. Now we got Lamar Jackson, and y'all still got the same team, basically.
I told you y'all weren't going to be shit until y'all got rid of Flacco.
No. And I told y'all ain't going to be shit until y'all get rid of Jason Garrett, and y'all still got him, and y'all still ain't shit. So, what's up? We solved our problem.
Hey, you can't do
it's not just him.
Cowboys play today, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, bro, they could lose this game, though. All they got to do is beat the Eagles.
Good.
Yep. We good.
They're going to lose this game. They're going to lose to Philly.
Hell
no. Nah, I doubt we lose. If we lose to Philly, we gonna riot.
We gonna make sure we smash.
Y'all time to fuck up.
It's gonna be a riot.
See what happened last time.
Fuck up is coming.
Nah, we should smash them.
I feel
they already injured and banged up.
Man, look, where there's a will, there's a way for the Cowboys to fuck up. I always be.
Man, Stephen A.
You a Stephen A. Yeah, you a Stephen A.
No, I'm just.
You got that nigga a Stephen A.
I'm just a truth teller.
A truth teller. What truth are you telling again?
That y'all gonna find a way to fuck up, and it's not even. It's not the players.
I got word for you.
It's not the players.
I got
it's
something
the coach.
For you, then. I got something for you. Since you want
before us. You said, because look. Jason Garrett is one weakness. He can't adjust to the pressure. In certain situations, he can't out-coach and out-maneuver the other coach in. Like, put Jason Garrett against a fucking Bill Belichick. As we saw, he's not going to make the right call.
He didn't make no adjustments.
No adjustments. The rotations is fucking horrible. The fucking Dallas Cowboys right now should have the best fucking record in the fucking league with that talent alone. But because of that fucking coach and Jerry fucking Jones.
We got injuries too, bro.
Nah, fuck that. Y'all still should at least have a winning record. This is ass, and y'all all know it. Stop sugarcoating.
Hey, we getting Urban Meyer next year. Aww. You know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's Jason Garrett. He going to drop Jason Garrett to assistant coach. Offensive coordinator.
That nigga Jerry Jones is hell.
I'm telling y'all. Like
that. I got one word for you. LeBron.
Yeah.
This here's what you got to say. What you got to say?
Kobe's still
what you got
better.
To say?
Kobe's still shit better.
Yeah, you talking all that better. They know us last year. Everybody was. The whole media.
Actually, I didn't say nothing bad last year.
King James, he's falling off and all this.
No, I actually didn't say nothing bad last
year. I said something about his hair.
Last year, I was with LeBron for the simple fact that he was a Laker. I told y'all that. What I was mad at LeBron about was getting rid of, was the way he handled that trade with the young players. If you was going to trade them, the moment you got there, you and AD should have did what y'all was going to do and just got it out of the way.
He was playing with them at first, but after he came back from that injury, bro. Like,
pressure breaks pipes.
Lonzo was out. Nigga, like.
Nah, but that was before. Before that, they was already trying to trade him. That nigga LeBron, that was a... Bro, year one was a scout to see who was finna play with LeBron. We all know this, bro. That was gonna see who was gonna play LeBron. It was gonna either be out of Lonzo, B.I., or Kuz. We already knew... Deep down, I knew Lonzo wasn't gonna be there long. That shot was just too fucking funky. B.I., it was out of B.I. and Kuz. Unfortunately, Kuz just matches with...
So, do you have a problem with what transpired?
We'll have to see what the finals brings. I don't have a problem, but I just want the championships. And I know it's going to come with this combination. But at the same time,
You're a LeBron hater. That's my whole reason for the question. What you complaining about? I think Luka might be the next thing, though. Until LeBron leaves.
Hmm? You said you wasn't going to be a Lakers fan until he leaves.
You said that?
I never said that. That's a lie.
Damn.
You told me something. I told him, this is exactly what I said. I said, until LeBron get his act right, I'm not fucking
it's
with
been
him
right.
2K.
It's been right.
No.
What did he average last year?
No.
40?
No, he ain't having 40, but it seemed like he did. 27, the way he handled that situation. And he was out some games. Y'all focusing on the game.
I'm talking about how he handled that situation.
Any LeBron fan that LeBron wasn't in on trading that, I agree. He got them a championship. I agree, but what they complaining for? You don't do that.
Mid-season. It's the way you handle business, man. You know them niggas ain't built like that, man. You know them niggas ain't mentally strong. You should know that, bro. The first game showed Lonzo wasn't built like that.
So do you want
me? I don't want to hear nothing about Lonzo. Last season, I don't want to hear nothing about Lonzo. Y'all want to hype him up. Y'all were hyping this dude up when he was in summer camp.
Here's the difference.
I don't want to hear nothing about Lonzo.
That's his daddy doing that shit.
No, hold on.
His daddy was making niggas believe.
Here's the difference between me and you. I'm actually a Lakers fan. So I'm going to ride with my players. You're just a LeBron fan. So you're going to ride with LeBron. That's the true difference.
Do you want a guaranteed trip to the finals, or do you want to wait six, seven years? I agree with you.
I'm saying the way he handled that business was sloppy.
I ain't gonna even lie to you, Lonzo had to go. When it come to basketball,
I agree, but that was just sloppy business.
Lonzo had to go.
I'm all for
business. He wasn't what y'all was hyping him up to be. Sorry, I understand.
My fault.
Y'all Lakers and Hammy fans were hurt.
But look,
he wasn't up.
But look, how does it feel?
Y'all should have kept D'Angelo Russell.
Did he get rookie of the year?
Nah, looking back on it, look at what he's doing now.
He's killing.
Are they winning? No. I don't want to hear it. Next question.
We talking about D'Angelo Russell and Lonzo Ball.
He's not, but is he winning?
What is Lonzo doing?
Is he winning?
What is Lonzo
doing? We ain't even seen they full team.
What is Lonzo doing, bro?
We haven't seen they full team.
Was he in an all-star game last year?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
But what is D-Lo doing? Now that he's part of the all-star show, making the money? No, he's not. He's not even playing now. He's injured.
Making money?
He ain't playing.
Yeah.
Are they winning?
Nah, he ain't playing good, bro.
Didn't you say do you want wins?
Nigga, is New Orleans winning?
Okay.
Nigga, New Orleans is like six and twenty. All I know is the Mavericks winning.
You know Zion ain't here, so when that comes back, we can have this debate
on the court practicing.
Yeah, Zion not even in, bro. So that wasn't even a good.
When Lonzo gonna break through, bro?
I don't think Lonzo gonna be another Evan Turner, bro. I don't think he's gonna ever break offensively. Can you bust his ass on the court?
That was, bro.
I'm saying, hold on. Let's stop this. If you do not have an NBA contract, you can't call an NBA player trash.
That's
period.
Fair.
Period. That's just how that's got to ride.
No, that's not a fact.
That's not a fact. I'm sorry.
Because if you don't have no contract, what gives you the right to say someone's trash? Because I know plenty of niggas that's better than a lot of niggas in
Keyword,
the NBA.
Keyword, you know, but you don't, not in the NBA.
Nigga, I know a lot of niggas that's better. You do.
Just like I can't say a nigga trash.
How many niggas you know didn't make it to NBA just because they weren't smart enough or they just... They weren't capable to get to college or some shit.
That's a fair point, but why does that make you call him trash? You can't call him trash based upon that. That's circumstances in life.
You can't get mad at what another.
He's another Evan Turner. Like I said, he's gonna be another Evan Turner.
That's hating on the low.
He's gonna be another Evan Turner.
Hell no. That's hating.
He's gonna be another Evan Turner.
Mad at that man's opportunity.
What was Evan Turner, number two pick?
Shit, man, I don't even remember.
I don't fuck with him. He was top three.
About the 76ers.
Come on now.
Look at this dude. Number two pick.
What are you doing?
He's a number two pick.
Who are you talking about?
What is Lonzo doing, bro?
He in the NBA living his dream.
Trash.
He living his daddy dream.
Bussy bus. He's a bus. Sorry.
If he's a bus, he's in the NBA.
But now, if you look at it, though, compared to what he came out of college,
he's improving.
All those awards and shit, bro. That nigga broke records. Like, Lonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he technically he is a bus.
Yeah. Thank you. But can you call him trash if you don't have a contract? No, you can't.
Okay, okay.
You are not in the NBA. Meaning your skill set did not help you get to the league, nigga. Look. It's simple.
I know I'm better than you. So.
He could
hell no, I'll lock your ass down. He could the reason y'all beat us cause you had Nick and you know it.
Justin, you know it for a
Justin. Fact. Who was busting their ass that day?
Was not busting nobody. I didn't. I left. You know, I left my mark on that
we
court.
We can go to the court after this.
It is a court up.
It's a court up the street. E. We
Justin,
have a hoop.
You know,
it's
for a court in the apartment. This dude, 100% no. He cannot fuck with me on the court. Don't let this dude hype you up. Don't let this dude do none of that. This dude, 100% no.
I don't smoke enough weed.
He 100% no.
Oh, bust his ass today. Let's go hoop. Let's just go.
Bro, you know,
quick game to seven.
We go to one, and I guarantee you. I'm not let you get the ball first, and I guarantee you, I will.
Bro,
sir. All
right, if I shoot it and make it, this dude know for a fact.
This dude know for a fact. He cannot pull me on the court, bro.
I got the utmost confidence.
You know what I'm saying? I can call some people up. We go to court right now. Call your boys up, and I guarantee you they know who I am. They going, hey, we gonna want him on your team. I guarantee you. Call him up.
Oh no!
Them bust them. Everybody you done brought up there, they done got busted up.
No, cause you really ain't faced the cream of the crop up there though.
Who?
I guarantee you. I ain't like this. Ain't no stunt. Cause you cold. I ain't gonna lie, but
yeah, I left my mark.
When it came to court, no, not really, bro. Cause you ain't met everybody. I like
who else you gotta go get?
The Hoopers, bro. Like, most the niggas you played against, all of us played football. A lot of them niggas was football niggas, bro. It's some hoopers.
You brought plenty of niggas up there that's
well, yeah. All right, let's set up a...
You know what I'm saying?
Let's do this. Ooh, what was we talking about?
You gonna bring more niggas to get their ass.
Hold on, before you
we was talking about 707.
Let's do basketball, but...
We can play football.
Let's put up some money. And we'll
play
do it
football.
For... Let's put for,
do a...
We
game
don't
football.
Want the action in football, so I'm just... I'm,
no, we can put on
one hand. You,
I hoop. I hoop for some.
Yeah, let's do it. No, but let's do it for charity. Like that would be dope. Let's do that.
That's dope, but I'm good.
All right. I ain't say shit. I ain't hooping for nobody else, nigga. Fuck.
I can move, bro.
That ain't the point. That ain't why he said
yeah,
that.
I know.
Like,
no,
shit.
Let's like what charities would y'all be interested in doing?
I don't know. That's the hard part. You know what I'm saying? We gotta find a good charity.
Me, myself,
and
I
get to
incorporated.
Me, myself, and I incorporated.
Alright, E, what about you? I know you know some charities. You've been networking and shit. I know.
Well, it's a girls' club, bro.
Yeah.
It's the only one I know, bro. That's what I
give to like little kittens and dogs and shit. Oh. I don't know. I don't know, fool. Who do I give to? Underprivileged children? Every charity that's out there for them? Okay, wait. I got one.
For the
Fort Oak Cliff. Fort Oak Cliff. On a real note, Fort Oak Cliff. That's it. I donate to them.
Why not start your own?
Shit, they already established. You know what I'm saying? They right there.
You'll know exactly where the money going. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? A lot of charities, you just give them the money. You don't know if they... doing what they saying they doing with that money.
Well, I see
where you coming from.
I see Fort Oak Cliff doing stuff though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just had the CEO for the Dallas Mavericks just went to the... They headquarters is right there in Glendale Shopping Center. Mm. Like, slap dab in the middle of the hood. They say for a big ass Fort Oak Cliff sign. The CEO of the Dallas Mavericks was just there. They bought like 4 people houses for the holidays just recently. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I see... What they do, and then the guy who runs it, I know him personally. You know what I'm saying? He's a lawyer. He went to Skyline. Went to UNT. Graduated. He's an alpha. You know what I'm saying? So I see.
Yeah, see how. So you
like I see him, and then he texts me on the regular. Dang, bro, when you gonna come? You know what I'm saying? I need you. I need your voice for the hood. You know what I'm saying? He hit me up on the regular on that shit.
Nah, that's dope.
It just, when you asked me about that shit, it didn't pop up in my head to just now. He even threw a Fort Oak Cliff Festival just recently. Back to school drive. It was real big. He had people performing. He had the mayor out there. They was giving away all Jay. Type of shit. Fort Oak Cliff. Yeah. That's the name of it.
Yeah. You say that, bro. He got, cause he has a good body of work, and none of his music really suck, bro. If you actually listen to it.
Yeah, 31. Do you think
Yeah, I think he's probably, bro. You can arguably, say he's like a baby goat, bro.
Nigga, legend.
I did not say that. I feel like he, cause
he
is somewhat legendary status. How many
he got a lot of body of work, bro. That, a lot of body of work, and it's that, all and it's consistent good music, bro.
And he's one of those rappers when he sing a song.
Some people don't like the what he be saying, but you know what I'm saying. But it's good music. Like he know how to make good music. He ain't never made nothing that suck. Plus his features.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And when he make a song, shit, you can visualize that shit.
That nigga just.
You can see it.
Yeah. They ain't like the, I know a lot of people ain't like that Dirty Diana song, but
that shit had mixed reviews, but it was straight to me.
I know a lot of people like it, but
I mean,
like,
the nigga can't sing
on a musical level, you know.
He can't sing, but he tried.
It ain't worse than OT Genesis, bro.
That song is so fucking funny, bro.
Hey, Monica hate that hoe.
Monica?
She hates it. Cause people talking about they'll never be able to hear her song the same no more.
My wife hates it. It says it makes her head hurt. Everybody that know me know if I see some funny shit, I'm replaying that shit over and over.
Well, that shit was
until I get my laugh.
Even though he was doing too much creeping in that hole, but that shit was funny as hell.
Can we talk about the nigga in the background that was?
I didn't watch the video.
The homie, you didn't see the video. Oh, bro, that nigga was he was doing like this, and he was all, really into it, like, really feeling it. I was a little disturbed by that, because, like, you know, but it's like, I guess you run for your nigga, so I respect it, I guess, you know, it is what it is, but y'all trying to get on some 2K?
I don't care, bro.
Alright. Oh, how about Shinobi?
I gotta learn how to play that shit.
Not Shinobi Striker, Ninja, you know, Ninja Storm 4.
I will play
2K.
2K? Bro, I haven't played Ninja Storm 4 since the last time you came.
No, because you beat my ass so horribly. You hurt my pride to the point I don't want to get my shit back.
Look, I was up there. But we be having some good battles.
He probably
gonna
beat me.
I can't play like that no more, bro.
I'm
not that good. Like, I ain't played that in so long, bro.
This nigga, he used to beat me.
That was a long time. I ain't that good no more.
I've been on Jump Force lately, bro.
I tried to test it out, bro, but I don't think I'm that good no more.
I'll play you in that hole just to.
But we can do 2K. We can go 21. That way the sticks get passed. You know.
Shit, we can go and do the Ninja Force. We can do one round and then hop on 2K. Have you?
No, because
you gonna want more than one round.
Let's do we do the ninja.
Let's do the 2K thing. Let's do the 2K thing.
I feel like I'll do you in the 2K.
Huh?
I feel like I'll beat you in 2K. I'm confident in that. Yeah.
You know, we can all pick your starting five. You know, we'll take it to the...
I got James Harden off top. All
right, cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Steve Nash.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get Magic Johnson, and I'm going to roll with it. And then, you know, with that being said, we out.
Steve Nash.
No.
What do you mean?
No.